Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
Excuse me, 37 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representatives Adams, Fuller, and Maru be excused from the call of the House.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please read the proclamation of special session?
Dear Governor Sheffield, this letter will serve to inform you that by a vote of over two-thirds of the total membership of the legislature, the Alaska State Senate and the Alaska State House of Representatives have decided to meet in special session July 15, 1985 at 11 a.m. in Juneau, Alaska, to consider the question of impeachment of the Governor of Alaska. Signed sincerely, Don Bennett, President of the Senate, Ben Grusendorf, Speaker of the House.
After the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, I would like the following representatives to be our delegation to inform the governor that we are meeting in special session, Representative Duncan and Representative Collins. To the Senate, Representative Cotton and Representative Rieger. Tell them, Representative Cotton, our number being 35 at this point, and then ascertain from that body how many they have. At this time, our chaplain today is the Honorable Representative Terry Miller, or, okay, Representative Martin. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
A prayer of love. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous, it does not put on airs. It is not snobbish. Love is never rude, it is not self-seeking. It is not prone to anger. Neither does it brood over injuries. Love does not rejoice in what is wrong, but rejoices in the truth. There is no limit to love's forbearance, to its trust, to its hope, to its power to endure. Love never fails. There is, in the end, three things that last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. O Lord God, we beg of you to teach us to love one another. Amen.
Representative Cato, you were seeking the floor. Representative Hurley. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was wondering if there was going to be a motion to have the prayer spread upon the journal. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal and the chaplain's fee be waived.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon our journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the members please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and would Representative Navarre lead us in that pledge? At this time, would our delegation to the governor and the delegation to the Senate please leave the chambers and notify the respective parties? At this time, would the clerk please certify the legislative journal for the 119th day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first regular session for the 119th day, the first supplement dated May 21, 1985, and the final supplement dated June 17, 1985.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 119th day and the first supplement dated May 21st and the final supplement dated June 17th be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correction of the journal and the supplement to the journal? Hearing no objections, the journal and the supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Do we have any messages from the governor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Dear Representative Grusendorf, no doubt the members of the Alaska State House of Representatives understand the gravity of the circumstances surrounding this special session of the 14th Alaska Legislature. The effects of your deliberations will reach far beyond the personal and professional reputation of one man or the integrity of a single administration. The decisions you make could have a profound effect on the delicate constitutional balance among the three branches of our government. All of us, I'm sure, want a swift, fair, and final resolution of this matter as soon as possible. I am ready to begin. When you return to session next week, I hope you will be ready to move ahead quickly. This is a serious matter, and it is never far from my mind. However, while all this is going on, I can't forget the day-to-day tasks that come with this job. I want to assure you that government is still running, and it's running well. I have changed a few plans, but for the most part, I am staying on my regular schedule. I am working with the cabinet to make sure that Alaska's 500,000 people receive the services and the good service they expect from our government. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further communications from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any further communications to come before this body?
No, Mr. Speaker.
I take it we have no standing committee or special committee reports.
That's right, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 39 by the Rules Committee, authorizing a recess by the Senate or the House of Representatives for a period of more than 3 days.
That will be before you in special order of business later on down the calendar. We do not have any bills for first reading or reference. We do not have a daily calendar before us. This brings us to unfinished business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution Number 39 be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing no objections, would the clerk please read the resolution's title?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 39 by the Rules Committee, authorizing a recess by the Senate at the or the House of Representatives for a period of more than 3 days.
This is before us now in second reading. Is there any amendments?
I have none on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments? We better move it. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, just to clarify, this does not require advancement to third reading. The debate is appropriate in second reading, and then third reading, final passage without a motion.
Okay, this is before us in second reading, and with the indulgence of the body here, we have a delegation from the Senate. Senator Rohde, Senator Sergielewski.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the Senate respectfully informs this House that the Senate is in session, and will remain so for an unspecified period of time.
What is your total head count, Representative Rohde?
17.
It appears that we have the necessary two-thirds of the legislative body to officially be in joint session.
We will take those tidings back to the President of the Senate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Collins and I have informed the governor that we have convened, we are in session, and we wished him well, and he thanked us and wanted to express his thanks to you.
Thank you, both of you, for carrying our message to the governor. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, we did inform the Senate that we were convened and ready to do business.
We have before us House Concurrent Resolution 39. There appears not to be any amendments before us. It is now open for debate. Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, could we have a real brief at ease?
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? Before the at ease, we had before us House Concurrent Resolution 39, which is before us in second reading and open for debate. Is there any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, Shall House Concurrent Resolution 39 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 39 has passed the House. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, in order to expedite our business, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Concurrent Resolution number 39 and move and ask unanimous consent my reconsideration be taken up at this time.
Are there any objections to having the reconsideration brought up on the same day? Hearing no objections, House Concurrent Resolution 39 is before us for consideration. Is there any debate? You're ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 39 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 39 has passed the House on reconsideration. This brings us on the order of daily business to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of committee meetings, special or standing, Representative Miller.
Speaker, there had been some talk, and in fact, at least a tentative decision to have an adjourned Judiciary Committee meeting just to simply explore in a very general and low-key way what procedures might be the options of the House in case the Senate does act to bring the motions before us. It's becoming very evident right now that we have plenty of time for that, and we don't need to get into that topic this early. So the meeting that had been tentatively scheduled for the Judiciary Committee will not be held. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further announcements? Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a meeting tomorrow in Anchorage of the Oil and Gas Committee. The topic is a work session on TAPS. It's at 1 o'clock in the Legislative Information Office. Thank you.
I have a notice by the Sergeant of Arms that on your desk is the final status of bills and resolutions. Would the members please leave these on your desk for your work when we come back in and not run them off, you know, into your office and things? Another announcement by the Sergeant of Arms, if you need transportation to the airport, contact him right away so he can start working on your schedules to get you out there. This brings us down to special orders. I'd like the members to be mindful and careful of the situation if you do have special orders. Any special orders to come before this body? Mm-hmm. Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, this is sort of informed the body here that the 14th Alaska State Legislature has a softball team who has a 5-1 record, and we're currently in first place in Anchorage, and I just wanted to inform the body of that.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, do you wish a motion to recess to the call of the chair?
I think perhaps it would be in the best interest of this body if we did that, should something happen to the resolution that we have in the Senate. Would the representative please make that motion?
May we have a brief at ease?
Would the House please stand at ease? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution number 39, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered.